February 27th.
When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked.
Everlasting Father, I realize that the woman did what seemed right in her own eyes. She saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and she ate it. She accepted the suggestion the father of lies offered her, the bait that lured her away from her father's covering of love, hope, and truth.
You shall not do according to all we do here in the camp this day. Every man doing whatever looks right in his own eyes.
Father of the heavenly lights, I realize that if I do what is right in my own eyes, something significant happens. I become naked, void of your covering. By accepting the counsel of the evil one, that I do not matter, that I am bad, that I have nothing to offer this world, I move out from under your covering of truth, love, and hope. This exposes me to the father of lies, leaving me vulnerable to his beliefs of hopelessness, shame, and unworthiness.
He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
Faithful Father, pull me back under your covering of truth, love, and hope. Under your wings I will be safe from the father of lies' words of condemnation. You are not good enough. Behind your shield, I will be protected from the enemy's accusation, you do not belong. Behind your embankment, I will be shielded from the evil one's charge, you are a disgrace. I will remember that you are faithful, Father, but that I have an obligation to stay under your covering, to not do what is right in my own eyes. I will stay under your covering, Father.